Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Need it in the hoopla. You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in the studio with me this morning the programming specialist for Hastings Park and Recreation, Paige Marshall-Bigler. Good morning, Paige. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. We're expecting good weather coming up. And one thing that we are going to be doing this year that got missed last year because of COVID, and we're going to get right into it, is the Hastings Cleanup Day. And we're bringing Paige in today because, like I said, we missed this opportunity last year due to COVID. So we're thinking that there's probably a good year's worth of accumulation in various people's residences or other places where they store things, and they'd like to get rid of them. And Paige is going to go through that with us a little bit, and we're going to discuss how you can get rid of stuff that you don't need anymore. Tell me a little bit about what's going on, Paige.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. Yes, as you mentioned, we did forego the spring cleanup last April due to the stay-at-home order. So for the traditional spring cleanup held each year at the Public Works facility on the last Saturday in April, did not happen, unfortunately, due to the stay-at-home order. But we were able to coordinate an alternative fall cleanup for residents that happened in September over 2 weeks. So just about 6 months ago now for the alternative fall cleanup. So this year, instead of doing our traditional spring cleanup, we are going to be doing, which is a one-day event, we are going to be doing a week-long cleanup event that both includes curbside pickup and drop-off for Hastings residents as well as Dakota County residents.
Okay, and give us a little bit, if you have any of the information about kind of what was collected last September. Do you have like a list of, not stuff, but how much? How much stuff did they bring in?
Absolutely. Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we did have a lot of residents participate with that curbside pickup and drop-off, which was directly coordinated between the resident and the vendors that we coordinate the cleanup with. So over those 2 weeks, we had shred containers in fall for our cleanup at our joint maintenance facility, so residents could drop off their confidential documents for shredding, and we had a shred truck come daily to shred those items at the end of the day. We had that opportunity in fall. We also partnered with Tennis Sanitation, who's our residential hauler for single-family households in Hastings. They were a fantastic partner. If I recall, I want to say 111 residents called Tennis directly to set up a curbside pickup at the residence on their normal cleanup date over those 2 weeks. So lots of opportunity to work with Tennis, who's a great partner and provides rates at the absolute lowest cost they can, as well as our Certified Recycling, who's another great partner. And they're one of our approved vendors with our grant funding we received for the Community Waste Abatement Grant, which requires bulky items such as mattresses and box springs to be properly recycled rather than landfilled. So they have a drop-off and a curbside pickup option, which will happen this year as well.
The nice thing I like about Tennis is that every quarter, I believe, they come back to the city council and they provide a little bit of return funds to a local group. They've donated to scout troops in town or various other organizations, and they'll come into the city council meeting like once a quarter, I say, and say, here's what we've collected for this program and here's where it's going. So Tennis, you know, they'll take the stuff out, but they give a little bit back too, in better than they get than
absolutely
they take.
Absolutely. And that's another program in addition to Tennis's service is the Green Team program.
Yes.
Which organizations can ask to be on the list. and then they collect papers and cardboards, mixed papers, at the hardware store for a drop-off, and then they receive funds to go towards their organization, which is fantastic, and it's an extra step tennis takes to be a part of the Hastings community.
And they do very well at it. As we look at the Hastings Cleanup Day coming up, or the Hastings Spring Cleanup, we can't call it a day because, like I say, it's April 5 to April 10th, so there's a couple of, there's about a week in there. What can Hastings residents look forward to being rid of, and what kind of costs might be involved? Go over the program for us a bit.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, there's drop-off opportunities as well as curbside pickup, which helps eliminate some barriers for people who would normally have to drive their materials to our traditional spring cleanup one-day event like we've had in years past. So I think it allows for additional opportunities for people to have to get rid of items. So I'll start with our drop-off. Tennis Sanitation coordinates a seasonal drop-off in Hastings. And the reason we have this on here is to really highlight the opportunity residents have to get rid of certain items. So this happens seasonally, as I mentioned, so not just April 5th through the 10th. However, it is open coming, you know, April 1 on Wednesdays and Saturdays, weather permitting, so residents can get rid of motor oil for free, yard waste for free, and then construction debris for about $25 a cubic yard.
Okay, and they have a drop-off place listed here at the Minnesota Coaches parking lot on 425 31st Street East off Commerce Drive. What are the hours for that?
Yeah, so in April, it's open Wednesdays 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then on our website, we have May through September dates listed, but you can also contact Tennis for any questions on specifics.
All right, and it also says on the information that you've provided me before we got started that they are not allowing yard waste to be collected in plastic bags.
Correct.
I know that the plastic bags that we're getting now are kind of on the list of things not to be recycling anymore because they clog up the separating machinery at processing facilities.
Yes, it's a big issue, and the county, as well as all of our partnering cities, including Hastings, is really trying to get the message out to residents of please do not collect your yard waste or any recycling materials that you put in your cart in plastic bags, because those do cause issues in our recycling facilities and get caught, and the workers are manually pulling them out and in these machines, and it's quite dangerous. So
yep.
Plastic bags, you know, use them for your bathroom garbages or whatnot, but definitely not to collect recycling.
They are saying that actually recycling in your recycling container, your curbside container, should be loose in there. There should be nothing in bags. You should dump the bags out, even if you're using paper ones. Just loose fill those recycling containers, and it makes the process at the other end so much more easy.
Absolutely, yes. People do, the actual process of recycling is individuals on the recycling line separating materials by hand, mm-hmm. as well as machines. So it
yep.
makes it easier, and it's quite a quick process, so it's safer.
Yep. Being a quick process, so they don't have a whole lot of time to detangle and things like that. Sometimes they have to shut down those lines. We'll get into that probably in another segment sometime. For curbside pickup, I'm seeing that Tennis Sanitation customers can have appliances picked up for $20 an item, furniture $10 to $45 per item, scrap iron $10 to $17. Are those price ranges in relation to the size or the amount of stuff being picked up?
Yes, prices will vary depending on the item's size and or weight. So for those exact specifics, you can contact Tennis Sanitation to schedule your pickup and to learn more about the exact price that you'd be charged for your certain items you want to put on curbside for pickup.
All right. And these past couple of items that we just talked about, the drop-off and curbside, are basically for Hastings residents that are Tennis Sanitation customers. You are also extending this cleanup to Dakota County residents, and go over some of the items that county residents, say if they're in Hampton or down in Vermilion, Meeseville? How do they do that?
We do have a lot of residents who are in townships that we get calls about at any cleanup all year round. So for those residents who are in townships or outside of Tennis Sanitation's customer base, we are opening up the cleanup based on the grant funds we receive from Dakota County for our Community Waste Abatement Grant. So items for all Dakota County residents, including those townships, would be mattresses or box springs, which Certified Recycling is offering a drop-off to their facility for $25 an item, or a pickup for $45 for the first item and $25 for additional items. But with our grant funds, we are extending a discount to residents as well. So for the first 200 residents, they'll receive $20 off their total for the pickups for Monday through Friday, that 5th through the 9th.
All right. And that then also that we have the drop-off facility. The recycling zone is where the stuff will be going there for this part of the program, where you can drop off hazardous waste. And that's just household hazardous waste. That would not be like industrial amounts.
Yep.
Say if a company has to get rid of some stuff, that's
correct.
Not going to be included
so
in that.
So the recycling zone in Dakota County, which is located on Dodd Road in Eagan, the recycling zone is primarily for Dakota County residents. When we get into business waste, there's other resources with the county where businesses can drop off large amounts throughout different facilities or private vendors. So the drop-off in Eagan is for all Dakota County residents rather than necessarily business entities.
Sure.
So the hazardous waste you might see is leftover paint and you've mm-hmm. had sitting in your storage room, or aerosol cans, stains, and other laminates and other materials that have hazardous chemicals in them that you really do not put in your recycling cart. For example, an aerosol can of some material could explode on the
right.
recycling line and really be mm-hmm. dangerous to those workers.
One of my jobs before I got into radio was actually picking up trailers from the facility in Newport and bringing what they called refuse-derived fuels to power plants in Red Wing and Mankato. And it was not an uncommon occurrence every once in a while for, say, an old propane cylinder to get past the sorters and go into what they call the hammer mill. They grind it all up. They don't go quietly. I will tell you, they do not go quietly.
But yes, the recycling zone is a great resource all year round for hazardous waste, which is free, scrap metal, which is free, electronics, which are free, and then monitors and TVs are $10 an item, and it does not matter what size they are. It's mm-hmm. just $10 no matter what the size is. They also collect tires there for $5 an item, depending on the size. So they are open Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And the recycling zone can be easily found just through a quick web search.
All right. And so that drop-off is not actually part of the Hastings spring cleanup. That's a permanent setup. So that will be going on. Even if you have stuff now, you can bring it, or after the...
Absolutely.
Sure.
And the main goal we have as a city with the Hastings spring cleanup is really to create awareness around the resources that are available to residents, including their hauler, Tennis Sanitation, who will pick up items curbside year-round with a schedule with their staff at Tennis Sanitation directly. However, this is just highlighting that Tennis does offer these services curbside all year round, but also during this time frame, Tennis is offering these rates to Tennis Sanitation customers only. Of course, there's tons of private vendors who offer services.
Sure.
Junk Genius and haulers and
1-800 got junk.
Yeah, there's so many great resources out there. Speaking of resources, our HastingsMN.gov website, within the residents tab, we have a recycling guide. So that is a resource where you can just type in any item you want to get rid of, and then it populates with a large database of local resources for drop-off, pickup, mailing, any way and form donation, as well as reuse
mm-hmm.
Items. There's quite a bit of reuse opportunities, which of course is always the first option when you're trying to get rid of items. We love things to get reused before they get recycled.
Sure.
Or Just
keep them out of the waste stream as much as possible.
Yep, keeping it out of the landfill and also giving another life to items.
Excellent. We have just a few minutes left, and we've covered a lot about the recycling, the spring cleanup, and that's coming up once again April 5th through the 10th. But I would like to give you the opportunity at this point, Paige, to kind of turn the page a little bit from recycling and cleanup to summer programs for Parks and Rec. I know that last year was basically a write-off. That, you know, COVID, the restrictions just kind of shut down your program for the whole summer from what you're used to. There were still things that went on. What kind of things can Hastings residents expect to be able to do through Parks and Rec this year?
Absolutely. Yes, so last year during the stay-at-home order, we forwent our March, April, May, June programming and then kicked off with the full summer of programming July, August, and September and October. So that was really fun to see people down there even with the 250 limit restriction.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we're anticipating a full calendar starting in April with our events such as our youth birding competition with Carpenter Nature Center.
Yep.
We also have partnership with...
Will that still be the fourth Friday, the birding thing?
It'll be April 25th,
yep.
24th,
yep.
On a Saturday. It's kind of a do-it-yourself, pick-your-park format, as well as a handful of events we have coming up in spring, as well as a full calendar at Levy Park beginning and kicking off for our summer kickoff. The June 8th, Tuesday, June 8th, will be our summer kickoff.
Okay.
Down at Levy Park from 5:30 to 8. So we'll have live music, we'll have food vendors, we'll have a fire show. We're going to do a fire show with a fun organization, as well as activity booths and presentations throughout the event.
May I ask you if the Aquatic Center is going to be opening up back up this summer? And tell me a little bit about that, if you can.
So our aquatics manager just started last week. She's a seasonal employee. So she has about 1 month to
whip everyone in shape.
Get all of her staff interviewed and hired, schedules built, promotion,
mm-hmm.
Develop all of our online materials for swimming lessons for the 800-plus kids that do swimming lessons, as well as all of the other programming that happens at the Aquatic Center. We are not certain what the opening date will be at this point, but we are hopeful that we'll be opening the Aquatic Center for 2021 this June.
That would be nice. I know I got a lot of comments last year that people were disappointed that they weren't able to open it because of that stay-at-home order.
Yes, and the limitations of 25% capacity and the feasibility of opening, as well as training staff and safe rescues as well.
Excellent. I hope that it can open. I know it's a huge hit with the residents in Hastings, and it's one of the crown jewels of Hastings, I like to call it. We have just a couple of minutes left, Paige. What I'd like to do at this point is give you the opportunity to provide contact information in case anybody has questions or concerns.
Absolutely. Yes, the Hastings Spring Cleanup, April 5th through the 10th. You can call anytime now until then to schedule your drop-off or curbside pickup directly with the vendors. So for the drop site, for motor oil, yard waste, construction debris, that's coordinated through Tennis Sanitation, as well as the curbside pickup for appliances, furniture, scrap iron, and tires. That's also with Tennis Sanitation, and their direct line is 651-459-1887. Again, that's 651-459-1887, and that's for curbside pickup with Tennis Sanitation for the spring cleanup, April 5th through the 10th.
Also, this information is available in the resident tab of hastingsmn.gov.
It is, yes. And then for curbside pickup or drop-off with certified recycling, their direct line is 952-894-1448. And again, just like Mike mentioned, you can find it on our hastingsmn.gov website.
Very good. Paige, I would like to thank you for this time. That always goes quickly. It's a pleasure having you in the studio. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7.